Good evening, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:09 p.m. and the City Council Finance Committee meeting is called to order. There are no acceptance of any minutes. Thank you. We will move on. 2020-46 food concessions and vending machine provider found on page one. You need to get that mic on. I don't think it's working right. Okay.
The thing's beeping.
Hold on 1 minute, James. She's going to get you a new mic. Now that's working.
Are you serious?
James Scott, Director of Parks and Recreation.
Okay, James, go ahead.
We are recommending awarding the Thayer concession bid for 1 year to Cagney Food Services. They submitted they were the only bidder on this one. We're recommending 1 year from the day of award. This contract had gone out to bid previously. One bidder came back. I rejected the bid because I thought it was important to have more than one bidder for a revenue generating account. I rewrote the bid, put it out again, and still came back with one bid.
Okay, so you removed the bid because you only had one bid, and you sent it back out for a rebid?
I called through the vendors list. At least one other vendor said they were willing to bid, and there was not a bid from that vendor, so it ended up being one vendor again. I even went as far as to rewrite the bid. This year, I'm going to award for 1 year, rewrite again, get an improved vendor list with more names on, hopefully have more competition for the bid going forward.
Is Cagney the same vendor that bid the first time?
Yes.
And is the amount they bid the same as the first time?
Same bid, same amount.
And you called the other vendors on this list, you said?
I called through a lot of the vendors I could not find. Some of them were food trucks that aren't set up to do that type of vending, so it was an overlap with the mobile concession vendor list. One guy was interested, but they did end up not bidding. I called again. They were working on another project at that time, so they didn't put in a bid for that. And I also got that there wasn't enough information about traffic at the rink in the bid, which I tried to alleviate, but this year we'll capture that data and it'll be in there going forward, so potential bidders will know how many people are coming through the rink and sort of the volume of traffic.
So do you think the RFP is clear enough, inviting enough to encourage people to bid, or do you think it needs to be redesigned?
I think the fundamentals are good, but there's some areas for improvement, and it's on us at the rink to kind of capture that data as we go through this year. So when people bid, they need to know how many events there are, how many people go through there. So through ticket data, through event stuff, we'll be able to capture that data and really put it in the next year and make it more appetizing to bidders.
Okay, and this is a revenue bid as well, correct?
I'm sorry, Chairman?
It's a revenue bid?
It's a revenue bid.
Okay. Any questions, sir? Councilman McAllister.
Yeah, I wanted to point that out as well. This is a revenue bid, so I do agree with you, Director. I think it's a good idea. You said historically this has been a two-year contract. I agree with you that I think it's a good idea to rework the RFP and doing a one-year contract, I think, is in the best interest, as this is a revenue generator, and also gathering that information on all the people that use Thayer and go to Thayer in the different arenas. I think that's valuable data to have. So, thank you.
Any other questions from members of the committee, members of the council, members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020-051 annual bituminous concrete found on page four.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Good evening.
As you're aware,
Deanna Rock from the Water Division. This is the second time we went out for bid for this for these services. As you're aware, the bid expired. The original bid was set to expire on March 31st earlier this year. At that time, we received one bid, and because we received one bid, I recommended that we reject that only bid and rebid it, which we did, and we received bids in May, with the caveat that we would award the bid in the new fiscal year 20. At this point in time, the bids are so close. One is a local vendor. One is one we've been dealing with for a little less than 10 years, who is extremely reliable. This is a service that we really need, particularly during the winter months when the local paving establishments, for lack of a better term, are not available. And I'm recommending the two bidders because it would give us the flexibility in case one was not able to perform. What makes it different than, say, a normal bid with a Cardi or a D'Amber or something else during the year, during the normal paving year, is they're able to get asphalt from sometimes out-of-state plants, sometimes locally, whatever. And when you're in a bind and when you have a road that's been blown out by a water break, this gives us the flexibility to be able to be able to contract with them. So I'm asking for an amount not to exceed $30,000. It probably, usually it doesn't even equate to the $30,000. I can tell you in the last year it was only about $23,000 or $24,000 for these types of things. Again, it's an unpredictable use of whatever. So
thank you, Dan. Let the record indicate there is adequate monies in his account for this. Dan, you know our position on multiple bidders, mm-hmm. but in this particular case, you're talking pennies between
exactly.
the two, literally, nickels and dimes. So I don't have a problem with supporting your request in this particular instance mm-hmm. for those two vendors because those numbers are so close. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you, Chairman. I also agree with the chairman on this. I think it's good to have two. As you mentioned, these are situations that happen. We don't know when they're going to happen. These are emergency situations, so it's good to have options.
And particularly since one has not worked for us before, I don't see where they've had municipal experience, if you will. I'm not sure how important that is, so to speak. You have to start somewhere, but it's better to deal with somebody when you can pick up the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning. They can be there at 8 a.m. on Airport Road or Warwick Avenue or Warwick Neck Avenue, whatever, and they can perform, and they have. And that's really important, what we do. So,
thank you.
Dan, again, I just reiterate my point is that it's because it's nickel and dimes difference. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, probably wouldn't be
exactly
changing from at least my course of action. But in this case, it makes sense. Any other questions from members of the committee, members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, and need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020.
Thank you.
Thank you. 2020-059, repair and road rebuild, and that is found on page 11. Christy?
Good evening. Public Works is requesting to award this bid to Tri-Power Sales and Service for the amount of $15,000 for 1 year. They were the only bidder. We did reach out to other bidders, and one does not do cylinder work. One did not quote an error. Another had a limited history of success. So there are still people interested. It's just fun with a couple of bids. Vacation seemed to get in the way of companies submitting bids.
So, Christy, we have a bid here that is, again, very late for coming before us.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I actually held this up from submitting it just because there was some confusion on the bid submission because there was a 25% discount and a 20% discount, so we needed to get clarification from the vendor. The 25% discount is on their labor rate, which is generally $80 an hour, and the 20% discount was off the parts.
When was the RFP sent out for this?
I don't have the bid with me, but
when was the bid received?
I don't have the bid information with me, just the okay. response.
Because the reason I'm asking is, quite frankly, I just got problems with this bid. So on page one, you're showing a 25% off of list price. We've been talking about it for, I don't know, I can't even begin to think how long. On another page, page 15, you got parts discount from list price. You got percentages. There's nothing in here on this particular, I'm sorry, that's a different one. That's a different one. We'll get to that one in a minute. On this one here, you are showing the list prices and the discount and the net price. But the concern is, you're telling me that we had this problem with the bid because it said giving us a 20% and then it showed a 25% and, you know, there was differences. But yet on the bid as of June 26th, it's showing 20% off on the bid.
That's the parts.
As of June 26th. And then there's a note down here, prices subject to change. So have those prices changed as of the current date? Has anyone gone back to them?
Well,
it's been 3 months.
This is the equivalent of like a parts bid where you have a list price that we get and then we get the percentage mm-hmm. and net, but they do fluctuate.
I understand that, but you're late coming to us again. And right here it says prices subject to change. I understand the prices are subject to change. I have no problem with that. I understand it. I support it. But here we are. We're going on 3 months since this was bid. And I don't know. How does that? I don't know if that's 1722 or 2022. I don't know. The concern is the detail in this thing. We don't know when the bids were received. We don't know when the RFPs were sent out. So I'm having a problem relating to a reason why this is so late coming to us. It's September. This thing expired on August 25th. And we're just coming to us with this now. Now, you're saying there's two things here. Labor rate and pots, right?
Correct.
So the other question that I have is 25% discount on their standard labor rate. Standard labor rate. So what is their labor rate?
Their labor rate is $80 an hour. So they were giving us a 20, that this is what I needed to get clarified. They were giving us a 25% discount off their labor rate, which is 60.
But I don't see anything in here, unless I'm missing it, you can point it out to me. I don't see anything in our bid package that we have that identifies in writing what the labor rate is. Do you have anything in yours, Councilman? Do you?
No, just this.
No. And is overtime rate, is that considered their standard labor rate? And do we get 25% discount off the overtime rate or holiday rate or weekend rate?
There is no, on page 11, the description, that's what was bid, a mechanic rate, a welding rate, machine rate, and miscellaneous. It's all the same. It's all $60 an hour. There was nothing okay. for overtime or weekends or holidays.
So is the standard labor rate $80 an hour that you talked about, or is it $60 an
it's
hour?
It's 80. And they offered a 25% discount.
So when we're looking at this percent off of list price, that's the list price of the labor?
Yes.
But they don't show us, you don't show us what the list price is. I mean, I understand you're at the mic telling me now that it is, but when I need to defend this, when people challenge me, I need to defend this, I need to have something in writing that says, here it is, right here. It's $80 an hour. I know because that's what it says on the bid. Have we used this company before?
Yes.
And do you have invoices from this company before for the labor rate?
Yes, we've been dealing with this company since before I started with DPW.
Okay. So you can get me a copy of their invoices for, let's say, the last several months on their labor.
Okay.
Say going back to June. So we can go back to June 1st, and you can get us copies of all of their invoices showing the labor rate from June.
Okay.
Okay? June to current day. And at the same time, if you can get us, I don't need to have all the new numbers, but I just want to know if their list prices have changed since June.
Okay, on the parts.
Just so we know what we're approving. I understand it could possibly change, and it could possibly change 6 months down the road. We get it. We understand it. I just want to need to know what are the numbers I'm approving today.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Having said that, I'm going to look to hold this, but are there any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I want to hold this until September 16th. I need a motion.
Motion to hold it September 16th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold till September 16th for those documents that we spoke about, and we have PCR
135-19.
Thank you, Lynn. PCR 135-19. We have a motion to hold until September 16th.
Motion.
Second.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. September 16th. Okay. 2020-063, found on page 15.
Public Works is requesting an award of $5,000 for overhead door repair and replacement. There are also two other departments on this bid. Can only speak for Public Works. It's a one-year period, begins September 1st to August 30th, 2020.
And when did you bid this?
This was probably June as well.
It was when?
Probably in June?
When you bid it?
I don't have the June 26th.
Okay. And when did you receive the bids?
It was opened on June 28th.
So they were open on June 28th. Why are we just getting this now?
It was just a delay in getting it on the docket.
And I see no list prices on these doors. Am I missing it? It's not my binder. So if somebody is shaking their head that they have it, I'll be happy to look at it. I don't see it in my binder. In my binder. Do you have anything in your binder, Councilman? Mm-mm. Councilman Howe, do you have any list prices in your binder? I don't have any list prices in my binder. The bids were received in ample time to come to us in a timely manner. They have not done so, and I will be looking for a motion to hold this for 30 days. Sir.
I have one quick question, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at the, I want to make sure I'm reading the correct one. I do apologize. I am. So this is these overhead doors. It says over here the Cooper Building has one large overhead door in the drill hall. So this includes some work to the Cooper Building as well?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted that for clarification. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman, I'm very, very glad that you brought that up. Because I requested information on the Cooper Building, and what I've got is I'm not going to support any more expenses on the Cooper Building until I get the documentation that I'm supposed to have. And that is an approved list by this, an approved lease by this city council. We don't have it. What I have here that, James, you were kind enough to send me, is a lease signed by Mayor Avedisian, has never been ratified by the city council. I also, you also submitted to me a copy of a document called the quick claim deed, which isn't signed by anybody, nobody. And this goes back to Mayor Avedisian's office or administration, and I had questioned you on that. And you, your reply to me was, we do not have a signed copy of the quitclaim deed at Parks and Recs. I assume it would have been signed by the previous mayor and would be housed somewheres in City Hall. I need to have a signed document from Mayor Avedisian on a quitclaim deed, because this tells me we don't have one. And we don't have a lease on that building that was approved and ratified by the city council. Any questions? Okay. Any comments, questions from members of the committee, members of the council? So for the time being, we're going to hold this bid, and we're going to hold it until October 21st. I need a motion. PCR 136-19, I need a motion to hold until October 26th.
Motion to hold to October 21st.
21st, thank you.
For PCR 136-19, seconded.
We have a motion to hold until October 21st. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye. Thank you. So, James?
Yes, Chairman.
So you are going to work with whomever you need to work with for these documents?
Yes, I'll try to track down original signed copies of them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
$2020-075, purchase work boots, found on page 20.
Good afternoon, Councilman Lattiser and Council Finance Committee. Here, my name is Jean Bouchard, and I'm presenting the recommendation for the work boots. It's a contractual.
Jean, excuse me. So
yes.
Could you, for our edification, could you just tell us why you're making this presentation as opposed to the department heads that are requesting these boots?
Because it's contractual. It's in the municipal union contract as a benefit that entitled certain employees get a $70 amount towards their boots. And what happens is when I do get that invoice, we charge each individual department for the amounts of the boots.
So are all the department heads here that are requesting these boots so that if we have questions, they'll be able to answer them?
Well, the quite a few of them are. The police department, it's a clothing maintenance, parks and recreation, DPW, and the Warwick Sewer Authority. Those are the departments that, in the municipal contract, outlines who gets boots by their certain positions.
Okay.
So what happens is the personnel department administers that because we know who those employees are. So we give the department slips so that they can give them to those entitled employees by contract, and then they can get their boots. And then when we're billed, then we put the codes down on the requisition that goes to purchasing to pay those bills, which each year it's the same amount, $70 times the amount of the employees, which I think comes up to be
okay.
Let me get the amount, $7,700 a year.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure that you were comfortable answering, you know, these questions that mm-hmm. at least I have.
Okay.
So You said this is contractual.
Yes.
Excuse me. So does that mean these boots are for all employees or only union employees?
Only for the union employees that have a certain position that is labeled in the union contract.
All right. Does it include part-time employees?
No, it does not.
When did we start providing work boots to the folks that work in the ice rink?
I don't have the dates.
Anyone here?
I don't have the
Parks and
Recs.
Somebody come up. I want an answer to that question. I'm asking because I don't recall seeing that before.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation. As far as I do believe I've heard that boots are supplied to the workers at the ice rink. I don't have the information as to how long it's been going on. I can get that for you and get back to you on that.
So, James, you said that you do believe that the employees of the ice rink have been provided, but you're not positive.
From my reading of the union contract, it's mentioned there. It's not something I focus in on, but okay. I've seen that information, but I can get a more thorough accounting of it, how long it's been going on, and get back to you as soon as possible.
So why are... that's insignificant. They have to pay the difference. It caught my eye. What caught my eye and drew my eye to that was the fact that the boots that these folks are looking for, the cost per boot is $120. I understand they pay over the 70, so we don't care if it's $320. But initially, that's what drew my eye to it. So you don't know if, in fact, this has been done for the ice rink employees or not. Has anyone called any of these other bidders for asking why they didn't bid on this?
Yeah. I actually sent out an email to five of the, there was only eight that we sent the RFP to. So I sent an email out to five of them and asked them for, you know, respond. Is there any reason you didn't bid on it or whatever? But I can tell you that last year there was only two bidders, Safeguard, I believe, and this IPP that we currently use. And what I think we're, in my opinion, is that the boot amount has been $70 for so long that that some of the companies can't cover that, because they are required to give us. IPP has given us two different boots for $70. Of course, they give the other ones as well. So I don't know that they can meet the specifications and provide boots that have the protective steel toe, which is, there's a certain, I forget what the code is, that it has to meet. They have to meet the standards of it, and I think that may be an issue, and I think that we may come to a point where when we're at the negotiating table or whatever, if that is still an item that we have to deal with, maybe we'll have to do a stipend and have them bring in receipts and have proof and do it if we can't get bidders on it.
Gene, I would respectfully disagree with that position. You heard me say a few minutes ago, I don't care if the boot's $360. We're only paying $70.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were a vendor and you were sending a bid to me and you were saying, here, we want this boot, this boot, this boot, this boot, give me a bid, I'm going to bid it. You know why? Because I don't care about the $70, because somebody's going to pay the difference between the $70 and what I need to get for that. So I respectfully disagree with that position that you need to increase the allocation for the boots to get more people to bid. That is insignificant.
Yeah,
because they're going to bid whatever they need to get for these boots, and they don't care how much we're paying and how much the employee's paying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I say then with that being said, to me, there may be other reasons why they're not bidding. That certainly, in my opinion,
I understand. I understand your point. Thank you.
Now, we're talking a $70 max on all these boots. So how many employees altogether are we providing boots for?
110.
110 employees at $70 per boot. That's $7,700?
Correct.
And you're looking for this bid for a three-year bid?
Yes.
Okay. And they're holding the price for 3 years on this?
They are for actually all the different styles that they have. They are, and of course, we're only going to give them the $70.
So the answer is they are locked in that number for us for three
yes,
years.
That's correct.
And what was the number that we were paying for on the previous contract?
The previous contract?
I mean, in terms of their cost per unit. The cost per
$70.
Unit. $70. No. The cost yeah. per unit that they're bidding, $95, $90, $79, $70, $120. How was that compared to what the numbers were last contract?
I didn't bring that information, but I can certainly provide that to you at, I could go back and get what they gave us last year. I just have their current information.
Yeah, I'm not going to look to hold this up because of that, but I would like to have that answer.
Sure.
If you could get that to us, please.
I will.
I'd like to see what the numbers were for last year. How many other bidders did we have, did you say?
There was eight altogether.
How many bid?
Only one bid.
Just the one?
Yes.
So why is it we have two categories for parks and rec? One is, how does boots come into maintenance materials? Why is any money coming out of 45-281? It says parks and recs, maintenance materials. Why is any money for boots coming out of maintenance materials?
These codes are the ones that we received, and I, whether it's finance or the department, I can't answer, but these are the codes that have been used. I can check with finance or the departments to answer.
Okay,
that.
I see two directors jumping up to come to the mic, so they're motivated. Come on up.
The 45.
Identify yourself for the record, please.
Yes, Brian Sylvia, finance director.
Thank you, Brian.
The 45-281, I believe, was the code that was previously used for the DPW building maintenance department, field maintenance, I'm sorry. That was the code that was previously used when purchased under that account. It's now within Parks and Recreation, and that's the account that's used.
So that's like saying that's, you know, how we've done it before, and this is how we're going to do it now. So what is maintenance materials? That's what I want to know. If I'm going to approve $1,470 for something for maintenance materials, I need to know why boots are coming out of maintenance materials. Why aren't they all coming out of automotive clothing maintenance? Why aren't they all coming out of that? Or parks and recs clothing? Why aren't they coming out of that? Is there a reason? I just want to know if there's a reason.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation. Chairman, I don't have a particular reason for it coming out of that line item. As you know, it's a baseline year for us budgetarily, separating from DPW on July 1st. So throughout the year, we are going to be diligent in analyzing our finances and expenditures and fine-tuning it. But I would agree there's probably a better place for that to come out, but I'd have to...
Where would you suggest? Because I want to kind of move this along for you tonight,
I can't
support something that I don't understand. So tell me where you think it would be more appropriate to go.
Well, there's the there's a Parks and Recreation clothing, which would be 45-260.
Okay.
Which would make more sense.
Okay. That, I agree with you. I think that's a great suggestion. Thank you.
I agree with you. Thank you.
So we're going to... Hold on one second. We're going to assign a PCR to this. PCR 137-19. And the discussion right now is to remove 45-281 in the amount of $1,470 added in to 45,260 Parks and Recreation clothing, which right now is only $210. Councilman McAllister.
My question is there enough funding in 80,260 to cover the $1,470?
That is a wonderful question. You just hold on 1 minute, sir, and I'll get you that. Being this is a three-year bid at $70 a year. So let's take a peek. $45,260. Yes. I'm glad you clarified that. I had checked it off just so you know I'm not telling you a tale. I checked it off that there is adequate funds in there. It requires $70 over 3 years, and you have $100, so you get $30 cushion. Okay, so any other questions? Councilman Howe.
Ms. Bouchard, I noticed that you said that there was one company that came in with a bid from New Hampshire. I saw that there's also a Rhode Island company. Did you call any of the companies, including the Rhode Island company, to ask why they did not bid?
I had reached out to five of the eight by email, and I didn't get any response back. Let me just check on the centers. I just want to make sure that they're one of the.
Councilman Wall, the director is looking for that answer. For me personally, you know, I don't get really warm and fuzzy with some of these emails. Because in my experience over the time I've been on this council, I've contacted many vendors. I've visited many vendors and asked them why they're not bidding. And there is many times when we have the wrong person, the person don't work there no more, it's the wrong email address, ain't no such email address. Right. It's nice to just pick up the phone. I did it today. You'll hear about it a little later. It doesn't take that long.
Which leads me to a and thank you. I heard your answer. Thank you. Which leads me to a follow-up. Was this list updated with the Secretary of State and with the Better Business Bureau? Okay. Thank you.
Good questions, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Just hold on 1 second here. Gene, you said it was 110 pairs of boots, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to amend that the amount will stay the same, but we will not be taking out of line item 45,281. And we were putting that $1,470 into line item 45-260.
Seconded on PCR 137-19.
Just for clarification, the amount in 45,281 is $1,470. That's going to be going to line item 45-260, and it will become $1,680. So $45,260 will become $1,680, if my math is correct. Is that correct? Okay. Gesundheit. Wow. any other questions? Hearing none, need a motion to approve as amended.
Motion to approve as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion to approve as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That we also had a second. Thank you. Thank you, Gene. 2020-86. Found on page 23.
The department's requesting to award the annual printing of the city calendar to Nittany Valley Offset in the amount of $30,511.
Chrissy, bear with me for 1 minute, please. Christy, how much was left in this line item last year for these calendars?
Approximately 4,500, I think.
And what happened to it?
The balance that was left?
Yes, the 4,500.
I would imagine it went to the general fund.
Went to the general fund? Was there a line item transfer?
No.
Regarding that, there wasn't, that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So with this is recycling, advertising, I'm curious, why isn't this something that, why doesn't this come out of like the tourism piece, the hotel tax dollars? Why doesn't the expense of this calendar come from tourism monies and give the taxpayers a break on this 30 grand?
I can't speak to why it doesn't come from the tourism department. The city, if we meet certain recycling rates along with the landfill, we would get a rebate from them, and that's would offset the cost of the calendar.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Previously, in previous years, the city's gotten money, recycling money, basically, from the landfill. We have to meet certain thresholds.
Do we still get that?
We have the last, well, it's like profit sharing, I guess, and it depends on what the landfill gets as to what the communities get. So we haven't gotten it in the last 2 years, but in previous years, we've gotten a substantial amount of money.
Okay.
Like well over what the calendar costs.
So where'd Brian go? Brian? Yeah, I want to see if Brian's out in the back, please. Maybe he can answer the question. I'm curious why this isn't coming out of tourism dollars. How much money? Well, you probably wouldn't know. Brian will know. We'll find out from Brian. Okay. So I do have some other questions. So, okay, thank you. Christy, with this Indiana printing and Nittany Valley offset, on their postage cost for Nittany Valley offset, their postage cost is, it's more than 50% less than any of the other bidders. Have you or anyone confirmed that number?
We've actually done work with both of those companies, Indiana Printing and Nittany Valley, in the last couple of, in fact, Indiana Printing was our bidder last year. And I don't know why the other companies don't give a definitive price for postage. We have, you know, we order 31,000 calendars, and if it's a bulk rate postage, I don't know why they give us a range. But with Nittany Valley being the lowest bidder overall with the postage revisions, the calendar was actually put together by the graphic designer in the tourism department, so that was a savings there. We didn't have to bid that portion of it. But I'm not sure why they can't give just a specific dollar amount.
But the question is, on the that 16 cents, that's a guaranteed price that we're paying?
We won't pay more than what their bid is.
And as you can see, the bids are like super close at $93 a pot.
Right.
However, how many cost revisions did we have? Well, how many revisions do we have in this calendar last year and the year before?
Last year we had it done. Well, last year we had it done by an outside source. The previous year it was done by tourism. This year I think the calendar is pretty much ready to go.
Did you just say last year was done by tourism?
The previous year. Not
previous
last year?
Year,
the year
it was
before.
Done by tourism?
Yes.
So the money came from the tourism dollars?
No,
just done by tourism.
Employee, yes.
Oh.
By city employee.
So, I'm sorry, how many revisions do we have?
Last year? I don't know how many revisions, but we didn't pay any more than what the bid was. But I think this year, we shouldn't, the calendar's already been put together by the employee in tourism. So I think it's been looked over several times for any mistakes, anything that needs to be changed.
I'm asking because, you know, we've certainly experienced errors with the calendars
right. Over
the years. After several revisions, we've still experienced errors in the calendars. So my point is, if we have more than two revisions to this, Nittany is no longer the low bidder.
I actually had that discussion with the director and asked what direction, you know, we were going to go as far as who ultimately is the low bid. But because it was done in-house for the design portion, and there's been a lot of eyes on it, there's been a lot of you know, little corrections that have been made. We don't expect that there should be any revisions to the calendar.
So then we can depend upon you notifying us once by the time these calendars are made, we can rely and depend upon you notifying us if in fact there were any revisions made?
If there are, okay. I would have to come back.
Make sure, please, that you notify us if we have one revision, two revisions, three revisions. Okay. Any questions from members of the Councilman Howe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. More of a comment, but I welcome input from the departments. I found it interesting that there's 21 companies that are on this list, which is very good, and 19 of them are from Rhode Island, 12 are from out of state. 9 companies bid on this, not one Rhode Island company. So I would just wanted to ask if you can figure, you know, and believe me, I'm not putting this on anybody. I'm trying to figure it out. Why would 19 Rhode Island companies that we are offering them a bid decide not to bid on an in-state, large city contract? And it's baffling, but I will end it on a very positive note. It's refreshing to see that we are at least giving them the opportunity, and I thank you for doing that, but it's greatly disappointing to see that out of that statistics, all bidding companies, Mr. Chairman, are not from Rhode Island, while 19 have been offered the opportunity to bid. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. I agree, it certainly is disappointing. Be an interesting exercise for someone to call some of those local companies and ask them why they're not bidding. It'd be an interesting exercise. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020-109, traffic, street, and pole light maintenance. And that is found on page 28. Christy?
Public Works is requesting to award to the lowest bidder, AM Electric, in the amount of $15,000 for a one-year period.
Christy, on pedestrian crossings, is that like the flashing crossing light kind of things, or is that crosswalks?
Those are the the pedestrian crosswalk buttons.
Okay. So you're better with the time frame. And I must also recognize the fact that you have in this bid the list price, the percentage off, and the net price of a numerous amount of different pots. And thank you for that. Any questions from members? Councilman McAllister.
Just a quick reminder. I know we're working on getting one of the flashing lights outside of Robinson, in front of Robinson. I've talked to the director about it. So I saw the lights there. Remind me. So I want to take the opportunity. Looking forward to working with you on that. Thank you.
You are the best. Wow. I learned a trick. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye. 2020-10-110, maintenance repair, found on page 33.
Public Works is requesting $10,000 for a one-year period for the elevator maintenance and repair contract. We are responsible for four elevators in the city. And the annual cost of the elevators for Public Works is $4,320. The remainder of the $10,000, $5,680, would be if there were any repairs that were necessary.
Councilman Howe, you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going through this earlier, and I noticed that we're doing a bid still on City Hall Annex, an abandoned building. Can you explain to me why?
It's my understanding that because we still own the building and we still have to keep up on certain inspections, otherwise we get violated by the state. They will violate us.
Wow. Thank you for the education. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Christy, for what it's worth. I concur with you. That is true. So as long as there's somebody in the building, the elevator has to be inspected and it's got to be maintained. As crazy as it may be. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. Item 2020-121, snowplow blades, found on page 37. Christy?
Public Works is requesting spending authority for reversible snowplows in the amount of $30,000 for a one-year period. We are requesting to award to two vendors simply because one vendor does not supply the larger 10-foot and larger plows. They only supply 8- and 9-foot plows. And then the other vendor does supply the Viking 10, 11, 12-foot plows.
So how many of the 8-foot, is the 8-foot and the 9-foot, is that your most popular plow? Is that what we use the most of?
Actually, I have a list.
Wait, what?
I have a list.
Great.
I have, I wrote it down somewhere. Oh, I think I put it in the letter. We have maybe I didn't put it in this letter. We have a lot of all the sizes. The dump trucks obviously use a larger plow. The pickups use an 8- or 9-foot plow. This is my list of all the plows that we have.
So just, I don't need exact. Is it like 50% of the plows are the 8-foot and the 9-foot? Is it 10%?
I would say we probably have more of the larger 10-foot and over than we do the 8-foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And does Cap City, Viking says no. Does Cap City, are they also able to deliver you the large, heavy plows in 10 to 14 days?
They do not provide a bid for the larger plows. When they submitted their bid, they only bid on the 8- and 9-foot plows.
So their bid was only for the 8- and 9-foot plows, correct?
Correct.
Right. And the reasoning, or the reason that you are recommending Cap City as opposed to HP Fairfield, who is cheaper, is what reason?
The delivery.
The delivery.
After receipt of order, HP Fairfield is 75 to 90 days. Cap City is 10 to 14 days.
Did anyone from DPW pick up the phone and call HP Fairfield to confirm or ask why they're 70 to 90 days on the plows?
I did not. I went by what was okay on their bid submission.
Well, I did, and I did so today. And the reason I did is because it didn't make sense to me that you got a company who is in the business of providing plows and they're 75 to 90 days out on, you know, simple 8-foot and 9-foot plows, which happen to be the most popular models used, maybe not for us, but for your average pickup truck guys and gals who are plowing. And it made no sense. So I happened to call and speak to the individual from Fairfield today. And I asked him if anyone from the city called and asked about those time frames. And he said no. But he did say that he received a letter from the city saying he wasn't the low bidder and that he could, contest the bid. I asked him about the 75 to 90 days. And he told me that that was for the delivery of only the large, heavy highway plows. And I asked him about the 8 and 9 footers, and he says, you want them, I'll give them to you tomorrow, because I have at least 10 of them sitting on the shelf right now. And the guy was very truthful. And I asked him if he filed an appeal on the bid, and he did not. And he was aware of the fact that he could, but because their schedule was extremely busy, et cetera, and perhaps other reasons, he did not do so. But my point is, a phone call can find out a lot of information. Had he not told me that he knew he had the right to appeal that bid, but chose not to, I would not have been supporting your recommendation. Because it didn't take a whole lot of effort to pick up that phone and find out how can we get a better deal for the taxpayers. Now, we use a fair amount of plows. When you start talking $200 and $300 a plow difference, that can add up to a lot of money at the end of the year. And year after year, it can add up to a lot more. So I'm putting that out there because this committee has been asking for departments to make these calls. Sometimes departments are and sometimes they're not. In this case, had that clarification been made, we could have been saving the taxpayers $200-$300 per plow. Personally, I'm going to support your recommendation for Cap City, not because I agree with the reasonings why you're asking for that, but because Fairfield was straight up and honest and told me that they just chose not to appeal. But I can assure you they will be bidding with the city of Warwick in the future, and they were extremely appreciative of the fact that someone from the city of Warwick picked up the phone and showed the interest in how they were bidding, what they were bidding, why they weren't bidding, etc. So think about that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action. Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. 2020-135, Linco Annual Software Maintenance. And that is found on page 41.